The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's 15 trivia questions on biopics, where I give you the title of a biopicture and you tell me who the subject is of that film. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. It is a pop culture trivia show that comes out every single day. There are 650 plus episodes to check out, so go back in the feed, hit subscribe so you never miss a new episode every day, and listen your heart out. Okay, it's going to be fun. We have so much content here for you, and it comes out, like I said, every single day. Sometimes I miss a day, and we put out two the next day, and today is one of those days. So earlier today, posted a Confidence Round episode, 10 totally random trivia questions, if you want to go listen to that one. Plus, we have this one on biopics, which is a fun topic if you like movies like Walk the Line and things like that. We're going to ask about those on the quiz. I am sitting here just finishing up a Leinenkugel's Cranberry Ginger Shandy. It is tasty. If you guys have not had one of those around the holidays, Leinenkugel's made in Wisconsin, I believe. That's where they're very popular. All the different shandies. They have summer shandy, winter shandies, spring shandies, and these fall shandies. So this one's a cranberry ginger. It's very, very good. It's a Weiss beer mixed with honey and natural flavors. You should try one if you have not had one this holiday season. My other big holiday drink are mules. I like Moscow mules, but especially Irish mules made with Jameson, ginger beer, lime juice. That is good stuff. And I have those copper mugs, so I can start sipping on those very soon. It's officially December, so I think it's the month to bust out those copper mugs. A mug that I just lost and broke, I'm very sad about, is my Universal Studios Butterbeer mug that I got at Harry Potter Land when it first opened here in California. And now that I'm saying it out loud, I think I actually got this one down in Florida. So I've probably had this one like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, something like that, whenever it first opened down there. And I don't think I bought another one in California because I had that one, but now it's broken. I dropped it and it's a really hard plastic, but it cracked. And I looked up that exact butterbeer mug and they're like $35 on eBay. So I'm going to have to go back to the park and get whatever modern version they have of that mug, because I do like having that mug to drink things that kind of look like butterbeer out of and pretend I'm walking around Hogsmeade. You know what I'm saying? It is a cooler time of the year. Even in California, we got a bunch of snow on the mountains and it is beautiful. If you want to see pictures of that, go check out the Discord app chat where I post a lot of fun stuff. I just posted some pictures in there today and you can join that chat for just a dollar or more per month. Thank you so much to all my Patreon subscribers. We have about 55, 58, something like that of you. And I appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to join the page, if you're new to the show, give it a few episodes and then you might want to throw a few bucks and get some cool rewards in the mail. All the info is at patreon.com/triviawithbuds or just click the link in the show notes. Today's episode is about biopics. Like I mentioned, we're going to jump into 15 questions where I read you the title of a movie and the year it came out, and you tell me who the subject of that biopic was. We're going to jump into those right now. Here we go. Here we go with biopic questions. I'll give you the name of the movie and the year it came out. You tell me who it's about. Question number one, Swanee River from 1939. Question number one, Suwannee River, 1939. Number two, the Pride of the Yankees, 1942. The Pride of the Yankees, 1942. Question number three, Rhapsody in Blue, 1945. Rhapsody in Blue, 1945. Question number four, Night and Day, 1946. Number four, Night and Day, 1946. Question number five, The Ten Commandments, 1956. Number five, The Ten Commandments, 1956. Question number six, PT 109, 1963. Number six, PT 109, 1963. Question number seven, Lady Sings the Blues, 1972. Lady Sings the Blues, 1972. Number eight, Bound for Glory, 1976. Bound for Glory, 1976. Number nine, Raging Bull, 1980. Number nine, Raging Bull, 1980. Biopic number 10, What's Love Got to Do with It, 1993. What's Love Got to Do with It, 1993. Question number 11, Walk the Line, 2005. Walk the Line from 2005. Number 12, The Iron Lady, 2012. The Iron Lady from 2012. Number 13, Behind the Candelabra, 2013. Behind the Candelabra, 2013. And number 14, Battle of the Sexes from 2018. Battle of the Sexes, 2018. Your last question, number 15, Gorillas in the Mist, 1988. Gorillas in the Mist, 1988. Those are your 15 questions on biopics. They were pretty tough, especially if you don't know older movies, but maybe you'll learn something from listening to this episode. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to this tough quiz on biopics. Let's see how many you got right out of 15. Question number one was a 1939 movie called Suwannee River, and the subject of that biopic was Stephen Foster, known as the father of American music, musician Stephen Foster. Question number two, The Pride of the Yankees, 1942. That was, of course, Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig, number two. Number three, Rhapsody in Blue, another musician, George Gershwin, 1945. George Gershwin was the biopic subject there. Number four, Night and Day, 1946. That was the year my mom was born. Cole Porter. Cole Porter was the subject there. Number five, The Ten Commandments, 1956. Moses. Moses, Sweet Fancy Moses. Number six, PT 109, 1963. We had John F. Kennedy, JFK, the subject of that movie. Number seven, Lady Sings the Blues, 1972. That was Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday. Number eight, Bound for Glory, was Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie. Number nine, Raging Bull, 1980, boxing movie about boxer Jake LaMotta, played by Robert De Niro in the movie, Jake LaMotta. Number 10, What's Love Got to Do with It, 1993, Tina Turner. Tina Turner. Number 11, Walk the Line, 2005, of course, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, great parody of that movie called Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story with John C. Reilly. Number 12, The Iron Lady, 2012, Margaret Thatcher was the answer there. Number 13, Behind the Candelabra, that was 2013, and that was Liberace. Number 14, Battle of the Sexes, which I think was Emma Stone and Steve Carell playing Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, and that was 2018, and that was Battle of the Sexes. And number 15, we had Gorillas in the Mist, 1988, and that was researcher Diane Fossey. So those were your biopic questions, courtesy of NeverTooOldForGames.com. If you host trivia for seniors, they are a great resource, but also they have a ton of great puzzles for any age. I've been using some of their grid puzzles at my live trivia nights, and people really dig them. Check them out, NeverTooOldForGames.com, and the 2 and the 4 are the numbers, so NeverTooOldForGames.com. All right, that is today's episode, guys. We have one more question for you in the form of the question of the day. This is brought to you by one of my sponsors, which is San Dimas's Best T-shirt printing shop and all kinds of printing. Anything you need, they can get it done for you. They are called Funky Monkey Designs. Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, fmdesignsinc.com. Send them an email and let them know Bud sent you. What group had the hit song, Who Let the Dogs Out? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Cecil, or Cecil, as the brother of Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons. And your trivia team name of today is the Brugual Suspects. The Brugual Suspects. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.